Earl and the Seals, part one. One day, Earl was at his grandmother's house, looking out over the cliff at the sea, and he saw a boat being rowed by men towards the dock. "Who is that?" said Earl to his grandmother. "That's the fisherman," said his grandmother. "He goes out every day and he fishes, and then he comes back and he sells fish on shore." "I'd like to see him," said Earl. His grandmother said, "Just walk down the path to the shore, and the fisherman will be there at the dock. You can talk to him." So that's what Earl did. He and Ichabod went down the path to the shore, walked along the beach to the dock, and there, just as they arrived, so did the fisherman in his boat, rowing the big oars, his boat filled with shiny fish. Earl stood with Ichabod on the dock as the fisherman came along and watched the fisherman as he unloaded all his fish. "That's a lot of fish," said Earl. "Yes, it is," said the fisherman, "and I have too much. Some of these small fish I can't sell at the market. If you'd like, you can take the fish and feed them to the seals." "The seals?" said Earl. "Where are the seals?" "Oh," said the fisherman, "you go out to the edge of the dock on the other side, and you throw the small fish into the water, and the seals will be there." Earl and Ichabod took a bag of small fish. Over to the side of the dock they went, and they threw the small fish onto the water. And sure enough, seals rose up from the water and started making noise, barking and eating the fish. Both Ichabod and Earl were delighted by the seals and the noise, and the seals were very happy. They loved the fish, and they would do all sorts of tricks in the water that pleased Earl and Ichabod as they watched them. And so it was that every day that the fishermen would go out, Earl and Ichabod would go down to the dock and meet him when he came back, collect the small fish, go over and throw them into the water. Earl would clap, Ichabod would bark, and the seals would prance about in the water and eat the fish. Then one day, as they were talking to the fishermen and collecting the small fish, the fishermen asked whether Earl and Ichabod would like to go out and go fishing with him the next day. Earl had watched the fishermen for many days and wondered how he fished. Earl said yes, he would like to do that. He would check with his grandmother, and they would be there. The fisherman told them when to come and what to wear. And then the fisherman said, "Now you must also tell your grandmother that, although there's no danger, there are sharks in the water. In particular, I've had a shark come up when I'm fishing and try to take some of my fish." Earl said, "And what did you do?" The fisherman said, "Oh, the shark gets some of them, but after a while the seals come. And although sharks like to eat seals, sharks don't do that when the seals are all together. A group of seals scare the sharks away. But you can't go swimming in the sea when the sharks are there, because he will eat you because you look just like a seal in the water." "Oh," said Earl, "we're not going to go swimming with the sharks. But I'll tell my grandmother." The next day, Ichabod and Earl went down to the dock and met the fishermen. Out they go, the fishermen rowing the fishing boat out into the sea until land was just a narrow line across the horizon, and the waves slowly lifted the boat up and down. The fisherman stopped and put his oars in the boat and started casting his nets over the side into the dark sea. Soon he was pulling in the nets, which were filled with fish. Earl helped, and Ichabod barked. The sun was warm, and the sea was sparkling, and the fish were collected in the net like silver coins. And then Earl said, "What is that?" He pointed to a triangle moving about the water far away. "Ah," said the fisherman, "that's the shark again, and he's coming to see if he can get some fish." Earl watched, and Ichabod saw the dark triangle moving along, and he barked. The shark came closer and closer, and the dark triangle above the water got larger and larger. And then Earl saw that the shark passed close to the boat, and that it was very big, almost as long as the boat. "Wow," said Earl, "that's a big shark." "Yes," said the fisherman, "that's a big shark. Maybe we should pull up our nets and go. We've got enough fish." So he started pulling in the nets. Ichabod was watching the shark and started barking as the shark went by. But as the shark went by, its tail hit the boat. Maybe it had learned this trick with other boats. But it bumped the boat, just as Ichabod was barking as it went by. Ichabod lost his footing and fell over the side of the boat. Earl saw this, and he jumped over to the side and reached for him, but couldn't quite reach Ichabod, who was swimming madly next to the boat as the shark turned around and swam towards Ichabod. The shark moved fast, and it was rising up out of the water as it came towards him. Earl could see its large nose and the eyes that were dead black. It was coming swiftly towards the boat and towards Ichabod, who was running his legs in the water, trying to get back to the boat. Earl kept stretching out to catch him, but his arms were too short. He reached a little further. He was almost had Ichabod by the fur. He stretched a little further, but then lost his footing. Earl tumbled over the side of the boat. End of part one. Earl and the Seals, part two. As Earl fell to the water, the fisherman grabbed him and pulled him back. And as he pulled him back, Earl, who had Ichabod by the collar, pulled the dog with him. And as Ichabod lifted out of the water, the shark's mouth swept the water underneath. Surely with those sharp dozens of teeth, his mouth wide open, his black eyes staring, he would have eaten Ichabod. If he could, he would have eaten Earl. The shark thrashed by and bumped the boat again as the fisherman held Earl, who held Ichabod, up in the air, trying to place him in the boat. But because the shark bumped the boat again, the fisherman lost his balance. Letting go of Earl and the dog, he fell backwards, hitting his head on the oar that was in the boat, and the fisherman was then still. Earl and Ichabod had fallen to the bottom of the boat and were thankful that they had been pulled away from the shark just in time. When Earl turned to thank the fisherman, he found the fisherman sprawled along the seat of the boat and unmoving as if he was asleep. He was completely silent. Earl scrambled over and realized the fisherman wasn't waking up. The boat was drifting, and the shark was circling. Earl did not know what to do. The boat was now drifting with the wind, which was blowing away from the shore, away from the dock. His grandmother's house, high on the cliff on the shore, was getting harder and harder to see. As the boat moved further and further into the ocean, the fisherman could not be woken up. Ichabod and Earl were sitting in the boat, and around them the shark, as large as the boat, kept circling closer and bumping the boat. Earl then thought, maybe the shark just wants fish. So he picked up some of the fish, and as the shark went by, he threw it at the shark. Maybe the fish would hit the shark. Maybe the shark would just like the fish and go away. Maybe the shark would not like getting hit with the fish and would go away. And maybe the fisherman would wake up. The shark did eat the fish, but it did not go away. The shark looked like he wanted more than fish. And what he wanted was a little taste of Ichabod and maybe a little taste of Earl. The shark was getting bolder. Instead of just touching the boat with its tail, now it would come up underneath the boat and hit it with its head, lifting it above the water. Earl began to fear the shark would tip the boat over, and they would be in the water, and the shark would eat all of them. As Earl was wondering what to do, he thought about how he'd like to be back on the shore near the dock, where he could just be feeding the fish to the seals and laughing with Ichabod at the silly seals. Then he had an idea. He stood up, and he started throwing many fish onto the water, especially the small ones. He started clapping his hands, and because Earl was clapping, Ichabod started barking. And sure enough, as the fish spread on the water, Earl could see a seal coming. He was worried that one seal was not enough. One seal would be eaten by the shark. But behind that seal, there were other seals. They all came because they heard the clapping and the barking, which was just what they had heard on the dock. They saw the little fish on the water, and they ate the little fish. The shark was circling, but stayed away when the seal started to come. He was still around the boat, but not where the seals were. Earl realized the seals were there for the fish, and there were too many of them, and they frightened the shark away. Earl didn't know what to do about the fishermen, because they were still drifting out to sea. But the rope from the front of the boat, which was in the water, had a loop in it, and the seals were playing all around them. And one of them got its nose in the loop of the rope and started pulling the boat towards the shore, and the other seals joined in. They took turns pulling the boat, and pretty soon the boat was moving not out into the ocean, but towards the dock. And even though the shark was still there, its triangle of a fin moving back and forth behind them, it stayed away because of the seals. After a while, sure enough, the dock got bigger and the shore got bigger. The seals kept pulling. Finally, the boat surfed a wave and ran upon the beach, and the seals were still barking. And all the time, Earl had been throwing fish out into the sea so the seals had plenty to eat. He was so happy to have the boat on the shore that he and Ichabod jumped out of the boat and grabbed the sand with their hand, and Ichabod barked. They ran off to get someone to help the fisherman who was beginning to move around in the boat. Ever after that, Ichabod and Earl were friends with the seals, and he made sure he fed them whenever he could. Ichabod barked when he was around the seals, and they kept a careful eye when they were on the cliffs next to the grandmother's house for that shark and that triangle that moved back and forth across the top of the water. End of story.